Okay. Sorry about that. We're going to get started now. I didn't have the recording on, so I apologize. This is Lisa Minetti with Accelerate Associates, and you're on the Success Circle. Welcome, Success Circle members. The Q&A calls are done every fourth Tuesday of the month, and they, again, just as a reminder, just put that on your calendar as a recurring feature on your calendar, and we do send reminders about the Q&A calls that they're, again, designed to help you answer any questions that you might have as you work through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, and for some of you to jumpstart your business before you get into the Entrepreneurial Edge system, because I know some of you are signed up to go this May, so this helps you clear any of the questions that you have so you can begin to immediately move ahead. Now, it's ideal that when you do come on the Q&A call to also come on the call live so that we can I can coach you through the question that you do have. Now, I realize that a lot of you who do submit questions, you can't always make it to these calls. So in those cases, what I'll do is I'll attempt to answer your question and contact you ahead of time and just record the answer for you. Again, sometimes what people want to do then is cover the rest of it in a laser coaching call. So remember, the laser coaching calls happen the second Tuesday of each month, and that's also the same day as the high content call, again, which is at 4:30, and that's the second Tuesday of each month. Remember, whether you're emailing a question or want to schedule your laser coaching call, you can do both at info, I-N-F-O, at AccelerateAssociates.com. Again, E-X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-E Associates.com. And just to let everyone know about what's coming up the pike in March, we are having a fabulous program. If you're in the Michigan area, you will want to attend. On Friday, March 4th, we're having a network event of the year sponsored by Referral Institute and a brand new sponsor today, Marketing Monsoon, they are sponsoring the program. I will be speaking on sealing the deal 98% of the time. It's a free event. It's happening at IKEA in Canton, Michigan. So if you're are local, then you'll want to come to the event. We're also looking at making that program available through our teleseminar and webinar series, our business growth series. So for those of you that are in another state, don't worry. We're going to get that to you so that you can sign up and still see that presentation. That likely will be done in February, just before the March event. So you can tap into it if you're out of state. And you can register for that event in March by going to the Success Circle site, and it's available under announcements under the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle tab, and you can go under announcements and get more information there about registration and what's involved in the whole presentation. So real excited about that, and great to have the sponsors on board. By the way, both Referral Institute and Marketing Monsoon are also sponsors for the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-Day Intensive, so it's great to have them on board, and some great people. All right, well, let's get started, because we do have a number of questions, and I want to make sure that I do answer all of these. Let's see. The first question comes from Alice, who said, I would like to start my own business, and I'm having a problem putting my ideas into a business plan. I would appreciate any help. Okay, this is a really common problem, especially when people are just first starting their business. There's a lot of reasons why you might be having problems putting your ideas into a business plan. A lot of times it's unclear to you exactly what you're going to be offering, so it's very difficult to put that in a plan, because you're not quite clear what that looks like, or even how how you're going to be, for example, marketing your products, your services. What I always recommend, though, too, before anybody gets into too far into explaining what they're going to do, is you need to also do some research. And research will help you identify the need in the marketplace. Now, some of that also can be done through, different types of surveys that you can ask, even going on the web, and getting even through social media, as you build your network, start asking the questions to see what people's interest is. And really identifying, too, based on that product or that service, exactly and precisely who the clients are that you're going after. One of the other key problems that I often see with people starting their business is that they often don't have a really good understanding of who their ideal client is, let alone their niche. So when you try to sit down and you try to either write a business plan or come up with ideas, it's very difficult. And the reason is because most people are casting a wide net and trying to be everything to everybody. Again, the saying, you'll be nothing to nobody if you try to be everything to everybody. And oftentimes people lack a niche. So the next question then becomes, well, how do you select a niche? Well, that really is a process, and that is a process that we go through in the Entrepreneurial Edge system quite in depth. But that can also be done through your laser coaching call. And I think a lot of people also will make the mistake of going external. And what I mean by that is a lot of people try to identify their niche externally by what they think rather than going internally. You know, we all have certain experiences, and this is just my belief system, but we all have these experiences that we've gone through our entire career. And when we I believe that there's a reason we go through all those experiences, but within all those experiences there are usually some common denominators. And oftentimes those common denominators will help us determine who our ideal clients are. And, you know, certainly some of it does come by trial and error. But, you know, when you understand yourself at a really really deep level, you understand how you're naturally hardwired, you understand who the people are that you really truly enjoy being around, the kind of life that you want to lead. When you have all those answers, when you have all those answers to those questions, it's a lot easier to identify who your niche is going to be and who your ideal client is, or your preferred client, as I call it, because it goes in, somebody could be in your niche, but they may not be preferred. And by preferred, I go a little bit deeper into the demographics, psychographics, and geographics of the ideal, of the preferred client you're working with. And again, we go through that in great detail in the 3-day. But, when you can get answers to those questions, it makes creating that business plan, a much more, harmonious process, because you can immediately put in there those different areas. A little bit later, because we do have another question about what goes into a business plan, I'm going to be covering all those different items that go into a business plan. But if you want a format for it, you can certainly download my ebook at freebusinessplanformat.com. Again, that's freebusinessplanformat.com if you don't have that yet. And you can go through that whole process. But again, the reason why people do attend the 3-day intensive is simply because they can get all these answers and then just plug it in to their business plan. So it makes it really a lot easier. And some people don't even create a business plan. They just kind of go through the 3-day, the system, and the system shows them exactly the next steps they need to take with their business. So there may be some pre-work that you will need to do, some reflection that you will need to do, Alice, to be able to have a business, be able to sit down and write that business plan. Again, some of it might be around lacking a niche. Some of it might be around doing research, seeing what the need is in the marketplace, to make sure that there's a need in a marketplace. And so some of those might be some stumbling blocks to your business plan. So thanks for submitting your question. And again, Alice, go ahead and schedule a laser coaching call as well, and we can discuss that further. The next question that came in was from Monica, who says, I doubt myself. I feel insecure in my own ability to take things to the next level, though I've been reassured on multiple levels that my skills are needed and wanted. You know, it doesn't say, let's see here. Okay. You know, that self-doubt can creep in no matter if you're a startup or that if you've been in business a while and maybe business isn't doing as well, there's all these self-doubts that come in. Having to be reassured on multiple levels can really slow you down because you're looking sometimes for things external to who you are. What that could also be, and I talk a lot about hardwiring, is you may not be getting some of your innate hardwiring or those needs met on a regular basis. And how that can really slow you down is that, let's say, for example, you're somebody who is naturally wired to need a team, and you don't have that team to bounce ideas off of, and you're trying to build your business alone. That can be very disconcerting for somebody who is a team, you know, more of a team orientation type of individual. Why? Because they inherently need other people to bounce ideas off of. So a lot of this self-doubt that you might have relates to an inherent need in your hardwiring that's not being met. So that's number one. Number two, if you also have some negative or self-sabotaging belief systems, those can also be getting in the way, because in order to create really great results in your business, there has to be this congruency between your actions that you're taking and those belief systems, because your belief systems are going to affect your actions every time. So if there's any self-doubt, then that's going to show up. Now, how that's going to show up depends. It could show up as in the sales process. And then eventually you get into, nobody wants to buy my product. Nobody wants to buy my product. Well, then your actions will follow your belief systems. So how this will eventually end up is that you might be meeting with a client, and in your head, in your belief systems, you're saying, well, this client will never sign up, and they never sign up. Okay? But then how does that get demonstrated? Well, it could be in how you're coming across with your answers to your client, your behaviors, your posture. All of that are going to send signals to whether or not somebody's going to do business with you. So in order to be to create the kind of life and the business that you want, it's going to be important that you take a look at those self-limiting and self-sabotaging thoughts that you have, and even those doubts, and look at rewiring them. Now, this takes practice and this takes time, but there's one exercise that is often helpful. And when you feel some of the self-doubt creeping in, to write that down on a piece of paper on the left side of the column, and then on the right side of the column, a more positive affirmation that you can replace it with in your mind. So as you start identifying those different self-limiting doubts or those doubts that you have in yourself, reverse them on the right-hand column. Now, over time, what you want to do is you want to substitute all that right-hand column and start saying some of that right-hand column. Because as soon as some of those doubts come in, you need to cancel them. And when you cancel them, you replace them with more self-fulfilling and successful thoughts. Now, this is part of the mindset systems that we work on. That we'll be working on in May for those of you who are joining us. And the mindset systems are critical to your success because we all have these, you know, negative belief systems, but can they be rewired? Absolutely. Now, what about your hardwiring? Well, if you're naturally hardwired too, that's going to play into those belief systems because some of those belief systems actually are from your hardwiring. Why? Because let's say you're a person who is naturally hardwired to need a lot of information and proof. You want to do things right, whatever the right way is. You want to cross your T's and dot your I's. And I see this a lot in my clients that have this really high structure, information, judgment driver or examiner for some of you that are Referrals for Life students. And so what happens is, You have some of these negative things because you're trying to always do it right. Whatever right is, you're always trying to do it right. And so, you're playing this, you know, this recording in your head. And sometimes you gotta replace that recording with more self-fulfilling and positive affirmations. And it's all about changing that mindset. Now, can you instantly snap into it? No, it's a process. Usually it's a process for a lot of people that they have to change, though, that recording that's in their head. And you can do that, again, by the exercise that I just mentioned. And that's going to be one important exercise to follow through on. The other piece of that too is, you know, a lot of times when people are making changes, especially starting up their businesses, and you have to have a very clear vision in front of you and what that looks like. Because you want to know where you're going. What is it that you intend out of your life? And when you have some of those grounding, I call them necessary, you know, things that ground you, like a vision statement. You know, and for those of you that don't have a vision statement, I write about it in my book, Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, and there's a whole formula in there to create your own vision statement. Now, for those people that implement it and live by it, you're always moving forward toward it, and so it becomes this guiding statement for you. And so whenever it's one of those tools that you can pick out from your toolbox, it's because whenever you get into those self-doubts, then number one, you have all these positive ones, these affirmations you should say on a daily basis. And again, you need to create a habit for this. And that will change your mindset systems, but also what it is that you're working toward. What is that ultimate vision that you're working toward and that you intend to have in your life? And those are some really important tools to have in your toolbox, because when you don't and time gets tough and you start the self-doubt, you have nothing to bring you back. Those tools can help bring you back. So, Monica, I hope that was helpful. Let's see, the next one we have is with Steve. My biggest frustration is getting connected to the right people who value quality and excellence. Now, Steve, I'm assuming that you mean the right people, meaning the right clients or customers. So The question I would have then is, do you have the proper lead generation systems? Because when you have the proper lead generation systems, they do the work for you, because people are looking for the solutions that you provide. And when they look for the solutions you provide, you want them to find you, and they find you through your lead generation systems that are set up. So if you don't have one set up, I recommend that everybody have their own lead generation system set up. And again, that step-by-step template is in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, so that you have that there if you've gone through the program. One of the things, too, is you want to get connected to the right people who value quality and excellence. You know, too, think about who you're surrounding yourself with. Because when it can get frustrating when you're with people that, you know, aren't reciprocating at times, whether it's, you know, networking or you want to make sure you're surrounding yourself by the right people. So where you're networking, where you're spending your time, the people that you're connecting to, is that the right place? Or are there areas where you can take a look at other networking organizations that are going to help you be in contact with those people that will help you? So there might be several things here that that you might need to get in play for your business to meet the right people. One of the other things, too, in connecting with people, a lot of people don't have a social media marketing strategy. You know, it's amazing when you start using social media marketing on a regular basis, how many more people you can connect with. And so that you can meet the right people simply by friending them or, you know, connecting with them on LinkedIn and getting to know them on a regular basis. You know, one of the first questions that I email out when I connect with someone is, so tell me, who is your ideal client? I almost always get a reply to that. And people, most people will say, hey, these are my ideal clients. And you? You know, and it starts a conversation, even over LinkedIn. And it's great. The number of people that you can meet with, that you can connect with and really meet the right people and cultivate that relationship over time. So, Steve, don't get too discouraged or frustrated. Just utilize the resources that may be around you. And again, we can talk about this in your laser coaching call. Let's see here. The next question that we have is, learning how to do the bookkeeping and everything that's involved with having a small inventory and selling products, taxes, etc. This is a question that I often get from people that are also just starting out. It's a great question. But sometimes you get a business started and you try to do everything and be everything. But oftentimes it's really helpful to look at someone who can actually do that for you. Hiring a really good, you know, bookkeeper or CPA. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have the money to do that. Well, you don't think about how much time you're losing trying to figure that stuff out yourself. When you could be spending it really getting the marketing out there, even if it's just for 1 hour. And I share with people, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I can't hire somebody full time. You know, that's the yes or no option. You know, and I call it some people, the this or that option. Some people will say, well, I can't hire somebody full time. Well, that's a this or that option. What about an and option or an intermediate option, like 1 hour or a half an hour? Work with, you know, a CPA that will help you out, maybe on a quarterly basis, getting your books. Maybe they have, they're a QuickBooks expert, and every quarter you go see them and work something out with them. You never know, again, what, maybe it's somebody who's starting their brand new business and you can barter. So there's a lot of options out there. So don't think that you need to try to figure everything out yourself. There are a number of QuickBooks just tends to be one of the most used ones. Again, if you're just starting out, depending on your products or services and your inventory, usually one of those off-the-shelf programs can help get that started. But again, consult somebody who is an expert in that area and just work out a plan. So that's always helpful. To look at the resources that you have available to you. Also, think about having a realistic plan. The first year is probably the greatest year of getting a lot of infrastructure in place. And, you know, you're trying to do your website and things like that. But I would caution you, again, with trying to do everything yourself and setting up a realistic plan for yourself. And when you do set up the plan, making sure that there is a nice even activity between the revenue generating activities and some of the activities that you need to create some of the infrastructure. So there needs to be that fine balance, and only you know what that balance is. But it's going to be critical that you take a look at what some of that balance is. The next question Michael B. asks is how to take my biggest frustration is how to take my business to the next higher step, greater income and publicity. There's a couple questions, Michael, that I would also ask you about the publicity. What I find is that a lot of, and this goes back to belief systems as well, there's a lot of people that are starting businesses with what publicity means. And I often see a lot of entrepreneurs spending a whole lot of money on advertisement that is not producing a really good return on investment. But it's what they know. It's part of the only thing that they've maybe known about publicizing their business. But there are a number of things that you can do to really ratchet that up. But it also has to be systematized, meaning it needs to happen on a regular and consistent basis. So if you have a social media marketing process or plan, that needs to be incorporated maybe with other types of marketing or PR that you do. Maybe it's writing letters to four different websites. Maybe it is, I think Yahoo now has where you can contribute articles on Yahoo. So that's kind of nice publicity. There's different other types of websites where you can contribute. There could be blogs. There could be a number of article marketing that you can do. So these are all ideas, but it has to be regular. It has to be systematized so people see that you're out there on a regular basis giving great information and you're establishing that visibility and that credibility. And over time, they're going to begin to trust you because you have some of the similar and consistent messages. The problem that most people have in marketing their business and getting their business to the next level is because, number one, they haven't systematized. So they haven't implemented some of those systems. Now, the Social Media Edge, get the Social Media Edge, which is a self-study program for social media. So if those of you who need that resource, that's available in the Success Store. And that walks you step by step through a social media strategy, strategizing, systemizing, and optimizing your social media marketing. And it's a really great self-study program that literally walks you step by step on how to use social media and which ones to use. And you can really ramp up that when you know the exact systems that will help you automate it, especially if you're a small business owner. I mean, solopreneurs, you know, you might have a virtual assistant, but you're looking to leverage yourself, right? And so you can do that through different systems. And there's different systems out there that will help you with automatically putting posts up and really getting out there and providing a lot of value. But then again, it has to also be systematized internally. So how often are you putting PR out there, maybe your article marketing, your social media marketing, your regular marketing? What are some things that you could do differently? So all of the places that you're spending your time over the last year and energy, look at the return on investment. Are you meeting the right people where you're hanging out? Are you hanging out in the place where your ideal clients are? And if you're not, you may need to change that. But sometimes we get in this rut and we don't examine all of our ROIs on where we're spending our time. You might also need to up your skill, too, in terms of not only who you're spending it with, but how the people that you're spending it with, how you can create better relationships with them so you can develop referrals. And again, we'll go through that in the 3-day intensive in May, but those are just some ideas that you can use to get your business to the next higher level. Sue also emailed, the biggest frustration is her ROI on marketing dollars. And I talked a little bit about this earlier, about a return on investment on your marketing dollars. It's important to identify a metric. And when we go through the business blueprint, executing your business blueprint, you'll find that as you go through that whole process, it's important to identify metrics. And metrics are like a gauge on a dashboard. They allow you to immediately see what's working, what's not working, especially when you're getting into different types of marketing. Whether it's mailers or whether it's, lead generation, you can see the conversions of people from prospects to clients. Or so as you look at return on investment, as you look at your metrics, you're going to see what the return on investment was. But the first step is to identify the metric. And Sue, we can talk about this again in your laser coaching call. So I hope I've answered your question. Some of these questions are similar, but again, I have a lot of distractions and no plans. Sometimes with distractions, that's a really good question, because I want to talk about distractions. Many times the distractions are because we have not yet systematized the schedule. I'll give you some examples, especially with home-based businesses. They'll say, well, family calls me, they don't think I have a real job, but I'm working from home, and they call me in the middle of the day. Well, some of that is also your responsibility to create boundaries. And you will need to create boundaries with people and say, look, during this time, I'm not available. Or maybe bundling your time so that in the morning you make calls in the afternoon, you receive calls, or however is best with the flow of your business. But there are advantages to bundling your time, and so and to also look at minimizing some of those distractions. How can you minimize some of those distractions? Well, there's simple things that you can do with your email function. So some people's email dings when they receive an email, either their phone or their email, their account, or on their actual computer. Shut those ringtones off. Okay? If you are writing an article, for example, for your article marketing, then, you know, delineate a time on your calendar that you're going to write that article, and then shut everything else off. And because every time you do get distracted or allow yourself to get distracted, it takes that much more time to get refocused. This is especially true for people that are hardwired to respond to their environment, the quick jugglers of the world. You know, you want to juggle multiple things. You are easily distracted by your nature. Okay, so by your hardwiring, you're easily distracted. So it's important to shut those ringtones off so that you can remain focused on the task at hand. And again, using your recurring calendar, if something needs to happen at a specific time, bundling maybe your time, where your clients, when you meet with your clients, and working more efficiently in those ways. So those are going to help with some of the distractions. Also, you might also need to create boundaries and stick to them. So there's nothing like creating boundaries and then not sticking to them, right? Because then people say, oh, you know, well, he or she, you know, they'll do it anyway. And you're not making your point, and it's going to be you're going to continue that vicious cycle of maybe not being able to accomplish things. And again, making it achievable, making your plan achievable. I know for a lot of new moms, it's difficult because, you know, they may have kids and they work from home, and how do they get everything done? Again, looking at making sure the plan is achievable, number one, setting boundaries, number two, and looking at the way you can shift your work, clustering your work time, when you do things, shutting off the ringtones. Those are some of the tips that you can use to help with some of those distractions. One of the other questions is positivity and productivity from employees that feel stuck or jaded about constant cycle of changes. This is from Alicia. Thanks, Alicia, for your question. So if I understand your question right, employees feel stuck and or jaded about a constant cycle of change that you're having in your organization. How people are going to respond to that change really depends on, number one, their hardwiring and the ability of the organization or the leaders in the organization to communicate that change and be able to communicate that change that meets all of the hardwiring that people have. Now, you might say that seems impossible to be able to do that. It really isn't when you're communicating change to be able to hit on every single piece of hardwiring that people have. For example, people that are hardwired, that are more independent and, they're independent expediters, for example, or dominant, or go-getters, or whatever, you know, assessment that you're using. They need their information in bullet points. They want to know what the results are. They want to know how they can achieve those results. They don't want to know exactly how to achieve the, you don't have to tell them how to achieve the results. They'll go after how to achieve the results. But they want to know, what is the ultimate outcome? What do you want is the ultimate outcome? That's going to be important to communicate to somebody who is that more independent expediter. People that are more of a team orientation, you're going to want to communicate how it affects everyone. Somebody who is more of, persuasive or an extrovert or an external thinker, you're going to want to communicate things face-to-face and allow them to have some discussion over it. People who are more internal thinkers will need to think about it. People that are more orderly or process, they're going to want to know the stages of the change. And people that need a lot of information, or those examiners, are going to want to know the details. What are the details of this change? And so, again, you can do executive summaries, then you can do bullet points. You can also do the details beyond those bullet points when you're communicating. This will help get pretty much all of the hardwiring and be able to communicate that change. There's a couple of other things that you can do as an organization is going through change, is not only how you communicate it, but how you enroll employees in the change. And this is really important because there are some people who are going to need to put their thumbprint on that change by being involved, by having a say. And after the change, you know, especially, you know, if there's been some downsizing or whatnot, is take a look at doing some employee relation type of activities. What are some of these celebrations? What are the things that you can celebrate? You know, again, this comes into play when you're doing a scorecard or your metrics. Are there any particular metrics that you can celebrate that the entire team accomplished, even though it was a very difficult changes that the organization's going through? Could you bring in a speaker for a lunch and learn, and give people tools in how to get unstuck? Again, when people create their life vision, this can be a very powerful tool for a lot of people. Why? Because they have something they're working toward. They feel like they're in control of their lives. And this is going to be two important discussions to have as the workforce changes, is what is their career path? What do they want their career path to be? Because gone are the days where the employer used to identify a career path. Now it's up to each individual employee to really think about how they are going to manage their career. So this is a time of also making sure that you celebrate some of those accomplishments, so that you can keep up the productivity, that you can keep up the positive attitude, and again, lead by example. Sometimes the reason why the employees feel negative is because leadership is not celebrating some of those accomplishments. So great question, Alicia. Thanks for submitting it. Okay, Nancy. Nancy asked a question about beginning a marketing plan. You know, that's a great question, Nancy. I would first ask you, before you begin any plan marketing your business, do you know who your ideal client is? And that would be my very first question to you. A lot of people try to get the word out there about their business without first identifying their ideal client. And again, that's casting a wide net, trying to be everything to everybody. But when you know exactly and precisely who your ideal client is, it's not work. Your marketing plan becomes very fun, becomes very focused, because you know exactly where they hang out, you know exactly the geographics, you know exactly the demographics you're going to work with, and you know the kind of people that you're targeting, the what I call the psychographics, the kind of people you like to work with and that like you. And you're going to put some of that in your marketing messages, and all that comes very clear once you've identified that preferred client profile. So start there, Nancy, with your preferred client profile, and you'll find that your marketing plan, it becomes much, much targeted and much easier to start the first place. And the last question that we have is, the biggest frustration is a business plan and strategic plan. So, Joel, thanks for submitting that question. When you look at freebusinessplanformat.com, that's where the ebook is. You'll notice at the very end there is a format. And the format is for a traditional business plan. And I just need to get some water here. When you look at that, you'll notice that there are several major areas: an executive summary, a business description, a marketing plan, management and organization information, an operations plan, a financial plan, and a basic summary. Now, an executive summary defines your area of business. It describes what target market is, your niche, the outcomes of your products or services to your clients, okay? Those benefits. What are the benefits that people have in working with you, the outcomes? You also describe in the executive summary sort of your business concept, your marketing mix, your products or services, specifically what are they, the starting capital that's required, and again, capital is the business supplies, the brochures, the business expenses, any machinery that you're going to need, copy machines, fax machines, all of that. And any critical information. Are there certifications going to be required? Are there credentialing or other documentation needed to that you're going to need to launch your business? And that's pretty much an executive summary, so that anybody that it's looking at that business plan, perhaps you're looking at funding, they're going to look at that executive summary and get a really good idea, a snapshot of your business in a, you know, one pager, maybe a page and a half of your business and what that looks like. So the executive summary is something that that's going to be really key. In some cases, you might have to work backwards to the executive summary, and the executive summary comes last after you've put in all the other descriptors. So the other one is a business description, what business you're in. Again, your vision statement, your financial goals, your description of your products and services, markets to be served, customer benefits, uniqueness of your products or services, any growth expectations and what they are. And again, be realistic here. You know, we all, you know, want to, you know, have the world, but be realistic, especially during your first year of business. Then comes your marketing plan, a description of maybe the industry, any competition analysis, any sales projections, promotional activities, and then management and organization information. So as you put your organization together, what does that look like? Again, if you're a solopreneur, you might even think about, you know, you might need a web developer, a CPA that you just hire as needed, a virtual assistant that can help you out. You're also going to need an operations plan, you know. You going to have any facilities? You going to work out of your house? Do you really need to have a retail office, or can you work out of your house to minimize overhead expenses? Again, those are some of the things that you're going to want to think about as you go through your business plan. You also want to have a financial plan. You want to have a financial plan. So again, talk to your financial planner and or a CPA. And then you want to have a summary, and it includes, you know, where the business will be located, a startup capital, marketing strategies, insurance requirements. That's going to go all in your summary. And then if anything that needs an appendix, anything that you need to attach to that business plan. And so those are some of the key highlights to a business plan. Now, when you go through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you'll be able to plug in your business plan much more in depth. Why? Because those are all the areas that we go through throughout the Entrepreneurial Edge system, and you get a really good handle on exactly what your marketing mix is, so that by the time you get to that part in your business plan, you'll already have it. Why? Because you've already developed it through that process, through the entrepreneurial ed system. So that's going to be helpful for you too. So those are just some places to get started. And kind of gives you a format of how a business plan is laid out. So I hope that was helpful. And again, I want to thank everyone for coming to the Q&A call. I think we got through all the questions for today. If there are any additional questions or follow-up questions, feel free to submit them to info@accelerateassociates.com. And don't forget to schedule your laser coaching call. And you can do that again by emailing info@accelerateassociates.com. The next laser coaching sessions are scheduled for Tuesday, February 8th, and also is the high content call where we're going to discuss more in depth about, I'm getting this often, a lot of people are creating tremendous momentum in their business. And I always get, well, how can I keep up with everything? How can I do everything? So what we're going to do is really get focused on that high content call on February 8th and focus on how, when you got a lot of things on your plate, how do you get it all done? So I'm going to show you how to do that through some techniques. So we'll be discussing that on the next high content call. I want to thank everybody for coming to the Q&A call for this month. And again, you can sign up too, for those of you that haven't yet, for the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-Day Intensive. We're having May 12th, 13th, and 14th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in Livonia, Michigan. You can do that at entrepreneurialedgesystem.com, and you can sign up through there if you haven't already. So I look forward to seeing you all on your laser coaching calls and in our next call, our next group call is Tuesday, February 8th for the high content call. So thanks again, everybody, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, guys.